We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit elkhorncomputer.com, then give us a call. elkhorncomputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio. Here's Nick Baugh.
Off and running on a hump day. 1 hour from now, mailbag. Mailbag. I don't know why. I have high hopes for today's mailbag. I think there's enough interesting things circulating amongst the Nebraska football world.
So would you say that there's a pretty strong buy-in for the mailbag?
I'm bought in.
People are bought in with the mailbag?
I am, and it's, you know, it's an all-the-time thing, not a some-of-the-time thing. I am bought into the mailbag.
The little things. It's the little things with the mailbag.
It is the little things.
The little questions.
Yeah, right? You know? Not everybody's bought into the mailbag.
Little questions turn into big questions.
Not everyone's bought into the mailbag. I'm bought in.
And big questions turn into big wings.
Yeah, that's right. Big wangs and things, baby, at Oscars. I am, but I'm, I don't know why. Maybe I'll be let down, you know? I just feel like there's a chance that today's mailbag is good. That has a lot to do with you guys, all right? I need you guys just to just give me some good stuff. Give me some good stuff. That's what I want from you, all right? There's a whole bunch of stuff to get to today. Like, I have a bunch of thoughts. Because this has been a fascinating week. I guess I'll start with this. And again, right now, simulcast on 1180, we should be having a conversation on about the same team, whether or not this should be like 1620 is about whether or not Martinez is healthy. 1180 is going to be about whether or not Martinez isn't healthy.
That's
like
I've been looking for my opportunity. Maybe that's it.
You go over to 1180.
So if you don't mind, you're going to have to run your own breaks.
What we'll do is just like when I'm on, we'll flip flop, right? So like, when I go to break, you'll go to 1180, a segment on Martinez not being healthy, and then just, you know, back and forth.
All right, so my segments will be like 3.5 minutes long.
That's right. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Well, here's
the thing.
If Martinez isn't healthy, there ain't a lot to talk about.
That's true. That's very true. All right. Welcome back to 1180 Zone to the Deuce. We're talking if Martinez isn't healthy, will they beat Michigan? No. More in a minute.
That's honestly what it is. That's honestly how it feels right now, okay? I'll start with this. Like, this is a part of the nature of sports, but it is kind of amazing how when you step back and look at it, it's amazing how one play can alter how a coach is viewed, a player is viewed, a team is viewed, big time. I mean, think about 1997 at Missouri, fluky play. The kick catch by Matt Davison. That's a fluky play, right? That play happens 1,000 times. Literally, Matt might catch that ball one time out of 1,000 times. Saves the season, gets Nebraska another national championship, and Tom Osborne rides off into the sunset. One play. I love LeBron James. But you do realize that he is basically two shots away from his whole legacy being even more ridiculed than it is. If Ray Allen, Bosch, offensive rebound, kick out, corner three, Ray Allen against the Spurs in 2013, and the Heat go on to win that title, Ray Allen misses that shot, uh-oh. Or Kyrie Irving, game seven, Golden State, step back three, overstep. They're just two shots. Is LeBron any better or worse? I don't know. I mean, according to historical legacy, yeah. And y'all know I love LeBron. Another guy. You guys know that I love Tom Brady. But let's be honest about Tom Brady's Super Bowl wins. I mean, they're a play here, a play there from things looking way different. Like, few Adam Vinatieri kicks. Hell, he's one terrible play call away from things looking different with Seattle. Seahawks run the ball with Lynch, Seattle wins. Or how about Atlanta literally losing their minds and having the worst game and clock management imaginable, being up 25 and opening the door for the Patriots to come back and win? Like, I could go on and on and on, but you get the point. Point is, one play can alter how a player is viewed, a coach is viewed, or how a team is viewed. That is something that's true in sports, and you know what? I think it's kind of true for Nebraska this year. Let's just, with Nebraska this year, let's keep that in mind. First of all, it took some unprecedented, happening in the first game. Weather cancellation has never happened. I still believe that if Nebraska plays Akron, I think they're 3-0 right now. You can roll your eyes at that. I believe that. Then against Colorado, if Stanley Morgan catches the pass in the end zone, it's in his hands in the end zone. It's a touchdown. Nebraska goes up 35-27 heading into the fourth quarter, and I think they never look back and win that game. Then there's the butterfly effect of maybe Martinez doesn't get hurt in the fourth quarter if Martinez catches that, or if Morgan catches that pass. And then even the Martinez play itself, one play. If his knee doesn't get wrenched or whatever, if 44 doesn't go cheap and turn and all that, then I think Nebraska beats Troy. It's one. We're talking about one play. Morgan catches the pass. Martinez run. One play. Listen, could I be seeing things how I want to see them? Maybe. Maybe. But I think there's merit to all that stuff. First game canceled, changed the year. Stanley Morgan's drop changed the Colorado game. Martinez's one run, injury, loses the Troy game. So I guess my point is there's this vibe right now of, oh man, this isn't good, doom and gloom, oh my gosh. I just don't, you know, there's that old saying, things are never as good as you think they are, never as bad as you think they are. I don't think things are as bad as you think they are right now. Stanley Morgan catches that pass, we're having a totally different conversation right now heading to Michigan. If the game on September 1st is played at 2:30 instead of 7 o'clock, I think we're having a different conversation. Now, don't get me wrong, catching passes and making shots and kicking field goals and all this stuff are all a part of the game, right? But I guess my point is, it is remarkable how one play can alter how we view things big time. I just think if we all take a deep breath, relax, and think about the first 3 weeks, I just don't think things are as bad as they are potentially made out to be. Nebraska's just been kind of snake bit here. Now, of course, again, like we talked about at the start, of course, the big thing to assess moving forward is Martinez's health. If he's all right, then I feel more than just okay about the rest of the season. We'll hear from Troy Walters and the offensive staff as practice wraps up on what kind of a day Martinez had at practice. He's practiced all week, which is good. You even heard Divino Zigbo say that that Martinez looked good in practice, that he's been tucking a few of those zone reads and running and looks solid. Now, my gut tells me that he's trending towards playing this weekend, but who knows? I guess it's, you just don't see a lot where a quarterback practices all week and then doesn't play. You know, you just don't see that a ton. I just don't know if I see that unfolding. Especially if Adrian Martinez has been taking reps with the ones. That's something that I would ask. Like, a way to get a window into how Martinez is, I hope someone asked Troy Walters, how have you divided out who's getting snaps with the ones this week? That'll tell you a lot. If it's even or Bunch is still getting more reps, that'll tell you. But right now, if Martinez is getting the lion's share of the reps with the ones, what does that tell you? So I hope someone's listening right. Like that would be my first question to Troy Walters. How are you dividing out who gets snaps with the ones? Because that's a different way to ask, is Martinez playing this week? Because, I mean, if it's going to be Andrew Bunch needs every single rep imaginable with the ones. I mean, you guys saw what I saw. They need to figure some things out. They need to figure some things out with the playbook, what they can do, opening it up. So, I mean, who knows? My lean is Martinez plays. And again, if he's okay and capable, I think Nebraska's season, the outlook looks better than maybe some people may think. But that's a big if right now. But it's just, it is pretty remarkable. It's kind of scary in some ways to think about the nature of sports, how, you know, one play change everything. One or two plays can literally make someone a legend in their career and just a guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it is. That's how it is. Speaking of Martinez, Sam McEwen just tweeted that Adrian Martinez did practice today, did all the stuff per Mario Verduzco. So there you go. I mean, you try to figure out and get a sense of what exactly the status is of one Adrian Martinez. It's tough to call right now. Now, the line did move yesterday, moved all the way up to 19. So you wonder what maybe Vegas knows as it pertains to the status of Martinez. And then there's always the fact that you feel like Frost is definitely going to be playing that game with Michigan and Michigan understands this. I mean, what Harbaugh's legendary for not like releasing a depth chart, right? Like he doesn't even believe in that stuff. You know, he's legendary for not giving people anything. So, I mean, I think he understands that he's going to take everything with a massive grain of salt in terms of what Frost is saying about the status of Adrian Martinez. So I don't know. I think as long as Martinez is okay, it's just things are not as bad as they may seem right now. 402-951-1620. We got a great show today. I mean, we've got the mailbag again, 12 o'clock. Get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. Get your wing and pizza game right. Went there last week. It was delicious. We also got my guy Scott Shanley. Really excited to talk to him at 11:30. Sage Rosenfeld is going to stop by, former NFL quarterback, pick his brain about some of these quarterbacks and what we've seen. Fitzpatrick, Patrick Mahomes. And then Jim Brandstatter, Michigan play-by-play voice, going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour, give us a preview of the Wolverines as we are getting closer and closer to Nebraska, Michigan, Saturday afternoon in Ann Arbor. All right, you can email the Four Points Federal Credit Union Zone Box, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter @NickBob. Game time.